This is from Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander. We are living under a tyranny of untruth, which confirms itself in power and establishes a more and more total control over men in proportion as they convince themselves they are resisting error. Our submission to plausible and useful lies involves us in greater and more obvious contradictions, and to hide these from ourselves, we need greater and ever less plausible lies. The basic falsehood is the lie that we are totally dedicated to truth, and that we can remain dedicated to truth in a manner that is at the same time honest and exclusive. That we have the monopoly of all truth, just as our adversary of the moment has the monopoly of all error. We then convince ourselves that we cannot preserve our purity of vision and our inner sincerity if we enter into dialogue with the enemy, for he will corrupt us with his error. We believe, finally, that the truth cannot be preserved except by the destruction of the enemy. For since we have identified him with error, to destroy him is to destroy error. The adversary, of course, has exactly the same thoughts about us and exactly the same basic policy by which he defends the truth. He has identified us with dishonesty, insincerity, and untruth. He believes that if we are destroyed, nothing will be left but truth. Thank you for listening to this little Merton moment. It still blows my mind that here we are 60 years later, almost exactly to the year, still living in the same paradigms as Merton was living through in the 1960s. So today I'm going to, I guess, keep a closer look at myself for where I other people or even other the parts of myself and view them with error, and to see where those parts of myself are finding error with other parts. I don't know, I guess that's kind of cyclical and microcosmic, but I don't know, we got to begin somewhere, right? It's sometimes we got to start small, especially if we're trying to deal with the big that exists outside of ourselves. Anyway, again, thank you so much for listening to this Merton moment. I love you so much. I hope you all have a beautiful, wonderful day, even if the weather is not beautiful or wonderful where you are. Take good care of your hearts and see you on the other side.